For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones. More than 60 experts in the field of opioid addiction have voiced their opposition to the Senate's version of healthcare reform. One of those signing the statement opposing the bill is a professor at the Yale School of Public Health. The statement says the Senate's version of healthcare repeal would cripple national efforts to address the opioid epidemic.
One of the major benefits of expanding healthcare, getting more people on insurance, is it allows people to seek the care they need at an earlier stage of their various diseases.
That's Robert Heimer, professor of epidemiology at the Yale School of Public Health. He's worked for several decades now in researching effective ways to treat drug addictions and their various complications in communities throughout Connecticut. He says three aspects of the Senate healthcare reform worry him particularly: the rollback of the Medicaid expansion, limiting access for people with pre-existing conditions, and placing lifetime caps on the cost of treatment.
Each of those three issues will have a negative consequence on the lives of people who suffer from opioid use disorder.
He says in recent years, better access to insurance and care through the Affordable Care Act has meant more people have been able to seek effective medication-assisted treatment for addictions. Heimer says those needs aren't going away anytime soon.
But if the funding isn't there through Medicaid and affordable insurance, then the people who are suffering from substance use disorder and its related consequences are not going to get the care they need. And in the long run, the cost to the healthcare system will be even greater.
Heimer is also very disturbed by recent comments from the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price, who said in May he doesn't believe some medication-assisted treatments like Suboxone and methadone are effective.
I don't think belief is important here. I think medical evidence is, and the medical evidence is clear. Medication-based treatment is effective, cost-saving, saves lives, reduces crime, allows people to go back to work, allows families to reunite, prevents opioid overdose.
He says he hopes federal funding that supports medication-based treatments will continue to reach states like Connecticut. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.